USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sheldon Adelson, an American businessman, investor, philanthropist, and conservative political donor, died Monday night in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mr. Adelson was the founder, chairman, and chief executive officer of Las Vegas Sands Corporation, which owns the Marina Bay Sands in Singapore, and the parent company of the Venetian Resort Hotel Casino, the Sands Expo and Convention Center, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper. Forbes listed his wealth at nearly $35 billion. Complications from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma treatment is listed as the cause of death. He was 87. Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Impeachment, the 25th Amendment. Let's get the latest in Washington, D.C. with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
Republicans have blocked Democrats from introducing a unanimous consent call on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump. Democrats can now bring up the resolution for a vote on Tuesday. When it comes to impeaching the president, articles were introduced on Monday, and Democrats do have the votes. But according to Republican Senator Rick Scott from Florida, it's probably not the best thing to do.
I mean, Joe Biden's not going to get anything done if he continues down this path, and neither will the Democrats. All those vendettas against in the past, it makes no sense. This should be a time of unity, time of hope for the future, and that's not what the Democrats are doing.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The first section of the 25th Amendment says, in case of the removal of the president from office or his death or resignation, the vice president shall become president. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump is scheduled to inspect some of the newly installed U.S.-Mexico border wall Tuesday. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is planning to visit Texas's Rio Grande Valley on Tuesday, the visit a week after the Department of Homeland Security says that over 450 miles of border fencing have been completed during the Trump administration. That news comes as we hear there is an increase in migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mark Morgan is the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. As far as why that is, he believes.
Look, we know that illegal immigration is always driven by worsening economic conditions. That's a fact. Right now, COVID has devastated economies in the Western Hemisphere, so that has started that. But the difference, the reason why, even though the numbers are going up and it doesn't feel like a crisis, because this president has given us the authorities to deal with it effectively. But now what we're seeing are those numbers exponentially rising. And why? Because they know with the Biden administration, the borders are going to be open. They're talking about it, and it's driving the numbers even greater. And right now, with his open border strategies, we will see a crisis if he continues.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The border between the United States and Mexico is 1,954 miles long and is the most frequently crossed border in the world, approximately 350 million documented crossings per year. The Alabama Crimson Tide won their 18th national championship Monday by defeating Ohio State 52-24. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.